is through unanswered prayer than he is through answered prayer.
Hear more insights from Dr. Lutzer about unanswered prayers when you stop by FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. The average screenplay is what, 110 pages? This one was 121, a little long perhaps. But the screenwriters knew that this was it, the one they had been hoping for since they'd first teamed up. It had been assembled carefully in conference calls, story sessions, interminable hours of pushing and pulling, characters, plot, proportion, consistency. Everything was right, and everything was ready for a producer. Head writer Renee Carter had one in mind, and her co-writers Amy Crosby and Sarah Creef agreed. So, they sent the manuscript. And that's when the second thoughts began occurring to them. They'd never scored in this league before. And this producer was very well known. He had only the finest scripts from which to choose. And if he rejected theirs, they could handle that. But what if he didn't like the property and started talking it around? That could amount to an industry blackball. Renee Carter started calling friends. Had she done the wrong thing by posting the screenplay cold? The answer invariably was, she had done the wrong thing. You need some kind of contact in this business, she was told. A friend in the studio, an agent the producer knows personally and likes. So the screenwriters met again, and they agreed they'd blown it. Great material mishandled equals nothing. So the team started deliberating another project, but this is the rest of the story. Renee Carter was eating a pizza roll when the phone rang. It was Warner Brothers Studio. Yes, the screenplay had been received, and yes, they were interested. Renee choked on a bite of pizza roll, dropped half of it to the floor. No, this was not a joke. In fact, the studio would be happy to fly all three screenwriters to Los Angeles to discuss the deal. Carter, Crosby, and Creef were on the next plane. A white limousine was waiting for them at the airport. From there to the producer's office, the producer, the one they had hoped to intrigue. The meeting took an hour and a half. The bottom line, the producer explained, was that the script was simply too clever to turn down. So, contracts were signed, and the property was slated for television. And you will be seeing the show on the air next fall. I guess this is a postscript to that. For any and all who dare to dream beyond the horizons that they can see, the odds were not in favor of writers Carter, Crosby, and Creef. They had no contacts. They had no experience. I mean, none at all. And yet, because they dared to do, Renee and Amy and Sarah, three friends from Waynesboro, Virginia, where they attended Kate Collins' school in the 8th grade. Because three 13-year young girls believed in themselves first and asked questions later, the animated feature which they created will be produced, and you will be enjoying it this next fall. They attracted the attention and won the admiration of their producer hero, Steven Spielberg. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
And welcome back to Sound Off, Open Mic Friday. We have a call that's waiting to come in. And I just had read off, I'm flying solo today. Kenny is back east, so will not be in to turn off my mic or control the conversation. So please have a say. This is your chance to call and talk about it. And I'm saying let's have it be Conspiracy Theory Friday. But we did read off the Declaration of Independence, and the more and more you start to hear and use your discernment and listen for truth, the more and more you start to hear tyranny from our governmental, so-called governmental officials. So in reading the portion about that, to secure these rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So much of what has gone on and has transpired is not at my consent. I can tell you that much for sure. And we'll go right to the phone lines. Welcome. You're on the air. It's Open Mic Friday.
Yes. Hi. My name is Janice Chambers, and I'm calling on behalf of trying to get my three young grandchildren. They took my four-year-old grandson out of my care when he was 4 years old with special needs, and I've been fighting every day as if it was like my last day on earth, trying to get him back and to my care. Then my daughter had two babies. One is about 2.5 years old, and the other one is 3 months old, and we don't even know where she's at. They won't tell us. In the foster system here in Atascadero, they adopted out my four-year-old, who is now 8 years old, and still wants to be with me the last time I seen him. They stopped my visits. And I feel like it's such a bureaucracy that they can do their own thing and not even grant me my visitation with my grandkids or put them in my care. My daughter wanted me to have, you know, temporary guardianship or guardianship of my grandkids, and I'm asking for help. I'm begging for help. I'm praying for help, you know, to God above and Jesus Christ, my personal Savior, from anywhere within reason I can get it, maybe a lawyer that was willing to do pro bono. It's been so emotional, not just for me, but for my grandkids as well. And it's so heartbreaking.
And thank you for calling in, letting us know about that. And I am aware of that situation. I think you have come into different agencies. And where we are with the Child Protective Services, the foster care, especially Atascadero area, there are places that I can suggest that you go to, but our county is spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on programs that are supposed to be assisting people exactly like you. And one of the areas that I suggested was CASA, at least for the children to be able to have some volunteer through in the courts. So I don't personally, I'm hoping that there's someone else out there that can help, but please continue to advocate for those grandchildren and keep being a voice for them. And I say go to those agencies, hold them accountable, because they are supposed to be doing exactly what you're saying. And I know that it is not correct, and I encourage people who have an interest in this area to make sure that they are also standing up, so that people, and just keep calling it out. That's all I can say, is what has been hidden will be revealed. And I have another call, so if you can,
I know you're busy,
take it off the air.
Some of those agencies I've got to run around, but I'm gonna
name those agencies that have given you the runaround. And let's call them out.
Mostly to look for an attorney to get help with, help to pro bono. I haven't had much luck. I've been through phone consultations. It gets expensive. I paid one lawyer who took my money, and I never got my day in court. I don't know what happened, but that was a bad deal. So I will research it. I haven't been to CASA, and I will contact
call them up. They can assign a person to you that's a volunteer, and they help get assigned to the child that is in the court system. And, you know, hopefully there's some that it's a person that is really a caring. Many of them are. And keep working on the foster care system and keep going, and call them out when they're not doing what they say that their mission statement is, because our county is paying millions of dollars. So thank you for your call. And I hope that there are people out there that want to step up and keep holding these agencies accountable, because they are not doing what we want them to do. And again, the consent of the governed. So thank you for your call today. And I appreciate you calling attention to that. Thanks.
Thank you. And thank you for your help and information. And I'll try to keep you posted as I keep doing the legwork here. I'm not going to stop till I can see and get my grandkids hopefully back with me where they belong, with family.
And thank you that they have you in their lives. So continue and keep it up.
Absolutely.
All right.
And
bless
I've
you.
Heard so many stories like mine, too. You're right. It's amazing of how many people are going through this. I'm not by myself, and it's scary.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, and God bless you. And I will contact CASA and all the other places that I can think of to
keep
get a hold of.
Let's keep going. Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to Open Mic Friday. You're on the air.
Hello. Darsha? Is that how you
say it? Darsha, like Marsha with a D. Like, Darsha, Darsha, Darsha. Why is it always Darsha? If you remember the Brady Bunch.
Yes, I do. I remember that. That makes me old. But,
me too.
I called in yesterday, and they kind of pushed me off to call the... a personal number that she set it off so fast I could not catch it. No way.
And yesterday I was not here at the station, and I haven't had a chance to listen to that. So if there was a number, if you know the person whose number you were to call, I can try to provide that to you. But what was the topic area, and what were you?
I just want to get this out on the air, which that's what you're doing. Open mic.
You're in charge.
There's a bunch of people that think that you have to have a trail in between Templeton and Atascadero.
Yes. Are you someone that uses that section of what is, I understand, a pathway? And I'm only laughing, I'm chuckling, because I've been through the whole Bob Jones trail that they tried to call a transportation trail and use eminent domain and $53 million to continue that pathway that they're saying is a commuting.
I'm not that person. I'm just a person that hears that they're talking about taking it from the high school and getting it to, I guess, the Home Depot. There's supposed to be a ladder there or something. I don't know. And they're talking millions of dollars because there's a train track and there's a housing development back there, and they don't want those people are fighting it. So it's becoming a war against who gets it. I just thought about it, that they could just take the road that comes down where Trader Joe's turns in, and it used to go to Roar's Hay, but now it's some kind of like the other business. But if they could lease the land just right, because all it is a bunch of fields all the way to where the overpass is.
Okay. I think I'm following. So
that's on the west side of the 101. And I understand you don't want a bunch of kids and people going from Templeton to Atascadero on the freeway. So what we do is just move it just off to the side and build, you know, lease the land from whoever owns it, which would be less than than building a freaking tower.
Right, up and over the railroad tracks.
And still have those people mad because now they think the homeless people are going to come down there, you know, because now there's a road going down there. But it just makes so much sense that it's a straight shot. And all you got to do is negotiate with them and say, hey, look, we're going to put it in, and we're going to put it on either Templeton or Tascadero's finances that will pay you a certain money to have it there, and we'll allow people to go through it.
Well, I appreciate the common sense solutions, and this is one, and even just coming forward with a proposal of, hey, this might work. What you're up against, though, is where people, it's their land, and so unfortunately what has transpired is that government agencies take the tyrannical approach, we'll call it, since we're talking about tyranny today, the tyrannical approach of saying, we think that this is going to be best for the community. Sorry, your land is now considered part as eminent domain for public use. And we have declared that this area should be the public transportation highway, even if it is between one area and the other. I go back even further. Instead of having a supposed problem and a manufactured solution and then millions of dollars going into this whole proposal, my question is there a need? Who needs it? And are those people willing to step up, and maybe if it's are they willing to pay for the use of that area? So almost like a toll road. And so when you have people, the ones that are actually going to be using it, not willing to pay or not willing to provide part of the solution, then to me, it shouldn't be something that the public is than using taxpayer dollars, essentially, even if it's grants. A grant is not free money, it's taxpayer dollars as well. And it probably is not a project that should be done. So let's not keep coming up with these crazy different things like the roundabout that cuts off somebody's front lawn and the swing set in their front lawn just to have a roundabout. Let's look at things that are actual problems and come up with solutions that are reasonable solutions. So I appreciate yours, and probably the number that they gave you would have been for the first district supervisor, John Pajong. Does that sound familiar?
No.
Okay.
It was Catherine Veely.
Oh, Karen Veely. So Karen Veely is who has the CalCoast News, and yeah, you can get in contact with her through CalCoast News.
Yes. Okay. But I was looking to talk to the representative for Tascadero. What's her name? Melina or Milana or whatever. And I searched.
So that's Heather Moreno, and yeah, she is the fifth district supervisor.
Yeah, good luck finding her.
You can go to the San Luis Obispo County Supervisors, and she's listed on that website. They are on a break until July 6th, but she has a legislative aide that would be able to at least take the phone call and or... I'll see if I can look it up, but it is, if you look up San Luis Obispo County Supervisors, and it's Heather Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-A. Sorry, E-N-O.
Say one last thing. I think the whole reason why they're trying to push this thing through is because the El Camino stops right there in the Tascadero. And I have no idea where it starts again, but there's a bunch of people that want to have it to where the El Camino continues.
I see. Okay. Yeah, and 101 Highway, you know, 101 is essentially the El Camino Real of the all the way up and down the coast where the missions were formed. But Heather is, as I said, she is on vacation. The supervisors are on, quote, vacation until July 6th is what I'm understanding. So, but they are still taking phone calls and emails. And there will be a Board of Supervisors meeting coming up. But try to get her a hold of her. It is on the County of San Luis Obispo website. Good luck with
thank
that.
You.
And thank you for calling that to everyone's attention. Appreciate it. And welcome to Sound Off Open Mic Friday.
Yeah, you had mentioned earlier that you thought that CPS abuses were particularly bad in, I quote, the Atascadero area. Is that not a county agency? And I understand they have satellite offices in Grover Beach and Atascadero, but what is particular to Atascadero about this? It's not a city function, it's a county function.
Yes, but there are local people affiliated with the county governments, and it may just be that I have heard that there are situations in Atascadero specifically. So it may just be that I'm more North County related, but I have heard of several different situations that have been in the Atascadero area. Not necessarily the city, but you're correct. It is a county and a state agency.
But not Paso Robles?
I won't say that because there have been. I will say altogether that where our Child Protective Services has gone from 20 years ago until now, and even 30 years ago until now, that it is very, very different when there are things allowed in our state that have transpired. And I'm not just, but where there's human trafficking, child sex trafficking, where there's any of that that is going on, and Child Protective Services does not stop and end, I have a concern. So it's not that it's not occurring in Paso Robles. I have heard cases as well. So that's a good place to start. I appreciate you bringing that up. And we are going to a break.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with the major averages ending lower as tech shares extend their recent slump, with chip makers leading the charge after surging of late. Investors continue to rotate out of artificial intelligence momentum names and into lagging sectors like healthcare, which gained today. Tech and industrials were the worst performers. Investors also reacting to a report saying that OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, might hold off on its stock launch until next year. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks were mixed for the day, but down sharply for the week, with Apple stock up over 3% after Thursday's brutal sell-off. The Dow winners, Microsoft, IBM, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow down 45 points, the NASDAQ lower by 61, S&P 500 down 3. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Enhance your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Treat yourself to the Bright Skin Facial, a rejuvenating experience designed to leave your skin refreshed, radiant, and summer ready. Throughout the month of June, enjoy a complimentary hand sugar polish treatment with your facial service. Unwind in the luxurious serenity of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness and relaxation come together. Reserve your spa escape today. Call Spa Allegretto 805-369-2524. Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And it's Tarsha Stebbins. We're back on Open Mic Friday, and we have some pretty heavy topics that we've been discussing today. And the children are one that just, it breaks my heart to see and hear of agencies in the state of California, especially, that have not protected the children, our school systems, the foster care programs, where people are getting paid. I know there's a lot of well-meaning, loving families out there that are in the foster care program. Thank you. Blessings to you. But there are many who have taken advantage of this system, and the children are paying the price, and it has to stop. So I can go into it a little bit further. We have a couple calls already. I'll go to one that has been on hold, and there's another one that has come in but hasn't gotten on hold. So please call back, and we'll take the first one. Welcome to Open Mic Friday. You're on the air.
Hi, Darsha. Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. This is Nancy, and thank you for having these discussions. And also, I agree with your feelings when you were talking about your relatives and the American Revolutionary War and what they stood for, and reading the Declaration of Independence. And I also have relatives that fought. There were three in one family in New York in the Battle of Long Island. So I feel like they would be so shocked at what's going on. But, yeah, I could talk for a long time about conspiracy. And I have received a lot of hostility because of some of my beliefs and questions and comments for a long time, going way back, and including on issues, medical issues, glyphosate, Roundup, geoengineering, and also you had a caller talking about eminent domain and, you know, taking property away. And we had a beach house on Fire Island that they took away years ago. There were only two houses in that area. And they said that this was the National Seashore, and they were going to put up bike paths. Now, this is way back when, like in the 69-ish, 68 or so. And so when I went back to visit in about 2014, it turns out they never did put any bike paths or anything in there. But anyway, are you still there?
Yes. Oh, no, I'm listening.
Okay.
And where is that specifically? Where is that island?
Oh, Fire Island is below Long Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I lived there till I was about 13. Mm-hmm. And then moved way upstate New York. And then I moved out west. And I've been in this area, the North County, since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And Yes, I've been called a conspiracy theorist, which, you know, welcome. I kind of take pride in that. However, I'm thinking a better title would be Skeptic of the Narrative, or Questioning Skeptic of the Narrative.
Well, that's a good one. I call it Truth Seekers.
Yes, and Truth Seekers, right. Yes, and almost all the things that I was saying, I won't say 100%, but a huge amount has turned out that, yes, it's true. Unfortunately, they're true. But even way back before 2000, when I was working as a labor and delivery nurse, and I was wondering, now, why all of a sudden are they giving the babies at 1 day old, why are they giving them a Hep B shot? Mm-hmm. The mothers get checked, mm-hmm. and you know, they don't even work at that young of a date. So I that's when I first started questioning vaccines a little bit. Unfortunately, not enough until about 2009, when I got sick from 2 years in a row, the flu shots, and that did research, and then I vowed I'm never getting another one. And I didn't give my daughters the middle school shots. Unfortunately, they did get the early ones, and they both had some side effects from them, as did my beautiful dog, who got seizures. Yeah, and you know, it's kind of interesting, but probably the worst people to talk to about it are scientists. I've met three of them locally, just out and about, nothing planned. And in fact, one of them was on election day, and she was a volunteer, and I was actually talking to someone else about the vaccines and what happened in my family and to some other people I know. And she kept rolling her eyes, this one. And in the end, she said, well, I'm a scientist, blah, blah, blah. But I really wanted to ask her some questions, like, well, what do you think of the fact that they've never done the valid placebo studies for these vaccines? And yet they're giving them to children. They've never mm-hmm. had them in combination.
Not just giving them to children, but requiring them for children.
Yeah.
Without even yeah. having a religious exemption in many cases. So.
Right. Well, and I fought against that a long time ago. I went to Sacramento a couple times to fight it, and I did some other things, too, in the community. But back then, there was a fair amount of hate, and oh, you don't care about people, and blah, blah. And it's like, oh my gosh. But you know, they just don't know. They just have been fed a bunch of lies.
The true issue, I have another call, but I'm going to leave you with a quote, a meme actually. But the true issue is that people recognize when, you know, at some point you recognize when you're being lied to. And I have to say that we've all been lied to. Some people are angry at me because I say, you know, hey, I've been lied to too. I don't want to be right. But you're angry at me because I'm suggesting that there might be something. And I don't even want to be right on some of these things.
Right.
But here's a meme, and I'll thank you for calling in.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's related to this. Did you know, maybe you know this, but I found out a few months ago, did you know that the Nextdoor app on the internet, that they have in their terms of service that you can't discuss toxins in vaccines? So I had been censored for this, and
congratulations.
Yeah. So can you believe it that you're not allowed? They have to hide this from the people?
Well, I do know that it is produced in San Francisco, and that they don't want you discussing local politics. Only when it comes down to local politics, it seems that it's allowed a little bit more, or a lot more, on the left side. But here's the meme quote. Thank you for calling that to our attention.
Uh-huh.
Here's
the
meme quote.
Thank you.
I tried to follow the science, but it was simply not there. I then followed the money, And that's where I found the science. So I'll read that one more time. I tried to follow the science, but it simply was not there. I then followed the money, and that's where I found the science. And welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
How are you doing today?
Well, it's been a fun day so far, but I'm in control, right. So Kenny's not here.
I was calling in regards to the highway freeway between Atascadero and Templeton conversation.
Yes.
And the freeway is actually considered a highway between where the Home Depot on-ramp is to Vineyard Drive. People can ride their bicycles, and they can walk along that section of highway because there is no frontage road.
I see. Now, okay.
I don't recommend it, but that there's no frontage road, so they're actually allowed to cycle, or a pedestrian can walk along that section of highway.
And okay.
I know people that have been stopped by PHP and sheriffs that have been on bicycles, and it turned out that the people on the bicycles were in the right, but there, like I said, there is no other way unless you go over to River Road, or if you go to the south, to the west, towards the coast, the only way to get around is all the way to Highway 1. There's no other section of road.
Okay. So if you're Gary Kirkland, who was on the bicycle committee for a period of time, he said he likes to live dangerously. So he doesn't like the bike paths because he likes to be able to drive with the other traffic. But he is a libertarian, and I do appreciate. But he said the same thing, that he would use that portion of the highway as the access between the two.
Right, and actually, from Santa Margarita to San Luis Obispo, there's no other roadway to use if you're a cycler. So you leave Santa Margarita and you're going to San Luis on a bicycle, you can ride on the freeway.
Okay.
And again, I wouldn't recommend it, but it is legal to do. The pathway that they're trying to put in, I don't know. I guess they need a bridge over the Santa Rita Creek and the other Atascadero Creek.
Yeah, and that's really the issue, is that then to try to have, for a walking path, it's not so hard to go up and over the railroad there. But for a bike path, it does make it very complicated. So for whatever reason, they don't think they can go underneath. So they're looking at trying to have this be the issue. So thank you very much for calling in and
right.
having that be as an option, although not necessarily a welcomed option if you're a parent or if you're trying to, but perhaps there are other solutions that we can find. So keep coming up with these ideas, and I'll bet as a community we can figure this out. All right. Thanks so much for calling in.
Good day.
Welcome to Open Mic Friday. You're on the air.
Yes, in the theme of tyrannical bureaucracy, I heard that there might be some districts, voting districts, in North County that are based on race. Even though the Supreme Court says that can't be done, if this is a problem, if this is true, how can we, the people, make effort to correct this?
Well, that's a really good question, because it was probably 7, 8, I don't think it was 10 years ago, maybe even a little bit less, where it was mostly one person and a group that were going up and down the state, especially in school boards and city councils, saying that you must have different districts because these districts are not being represented, and they're minority groups. And for the most part, I think it was areas around here, especially Atascadero, Templeton, Paso Robles, where it was, you need to have an area that's representative of the Hispanic population. And so in that case, it is about race. And so what has now been declared by the Supreme Court to have, if you have racial boundaries or racial districting, that that's unconstitutional. So now we've had the Paso Robles City Council, the Paso Robles School Board, who have now redistricted into these areas. And Maria Elena Garcia was one of the ones that was saying that she represented that particular race in that district. And wasn't it wonderful that we had someone on the board? So your question, I think, is about now we have Templeton School Board and Atascadero School Board. Atascadero School Board has at large, and they're talking about districting into racial areas, and that again, unconstitutional. So let's see where it goes with that. But thank you for calling that to our attention, and we'll be right back after some words from our sponsors. Please support these KPRL sponsors. Thank you.
Thank you.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well, and they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners, brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection, but most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
And welcome back to Open Mic Friday. Darcia Stebbins and the I don't know if better half. Okay. Well, we'll let Kenny Enny take his time off. He is with his son back in Annapolis, Maryland. Thank you for what will be his service. And for Kenny, we appreciate you and for what you do on the Paso Robles School Board. With that note, we have several calls coming in, so I will try to get to those calls. It's our last segment. There's one more thing I wanted to cover, and so we'll go right to the phone lines. Welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
Hi, Darsha. John Pashon.
Hi, John. Your name was invoked.
I just wanted to call in. Yeah, I wanted to call in and just give my cell phone number for that gentleman that was looking to get in with county government. My cell phone number is 805-440-7818. And you can give that out anytime somebody calls in and needs to talk to their county government. They can also text me at that number. If they text me at 2 or 3 in the morning, I probably won't get back to them until the next morning, a little bit later, but I will be on it. So just
and John,
wanted to pass that along.
And just so you know, I was going to give out your number, but then he mentioned Heather Moreno. And so yeah. I did not have, I know that you do release yours on the air, and that is 440-7818.
That's correct. Yep.
And appreciate being able to meet with you from time to time, and love to have more of the issues that we have in common be addressed.
And I did want to point out my conspiracy is that we have to raise taxes to fix the roads. I don't agree with that. I think that's a conspiracy.
I would agree with you. And where, John, how many programs do we have that are now given priority over fixing roads in our county?
Well, as you remember, we put Debbie and Lynn Compton, Debbie Arnold and I, we made roads one of our top priorities. We had it on there, I think, for 3 years. And the roads slowly started to get better. 2 years ago, with the new board majority, they removed that, as even took it off all the priority lists. And so what happened was our roads started to deteriorate a little bit. So they're kind of creating an emergency here. And so all in the name of a sales tax increase, which is obviously very regressive and hurts people. So I just throw that out there that I think we had a handle on it. We don't have a handle on it now, but raising sales tax is not the way to do this. The way to do it is make it a priority again within our county board of supervisors for the county roads, and then each of the seven cities should make it a priority and then put additional money towards it.
I appreciate that, and absolutely. So my new slogan is just say no, no new taxes. How's that?
No new taxes. I love it.
All right. Thanks for calling in, John.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And welcome to Sound Off, Open Mic Friday.
Well, Darcy, you can't kill your mic today, can you?
That's true.
Hey, I practiced law in juvenile court for over 30 years. And the problem was the Department of Social Services steps in when the children are taken away from their parents. And they design a program for them to be reinstated with their children. The program that social services comes up with is impossible for most of the parents. And then so the situation doesn't get resolved as it should be. The reunification program is what's supposed to happen with the parents. And so very often they get stuck in group homes or any other thing than going back to the parents. Now, it's true. CASA does try to help. I had many a case where what CASA was recommending was a lot different than what social services recommended. But the courts felt they were bound to listen to the social services recommendations instead of CASA. And I tried and tried for all those years I practiced to change that unsuccessfully. I don't know, but CASA is a really good volunteer program that does have the kids' best interest at heart.
And that's been my experience as well. And as I've been more involved with New California State specifically, it has become more of, we've become more aware of some of the agencies that are not acting in the best interest of the children, and where there are areas, especially the Pomona Fairgrounds, I'm told that there are typically migrant or immigrant children that are being separated from parents and are being sponsored out And when there's money involved, and this is big money, this is thousands of dollars per child, per month even. And then if they have a disability or something that requires medication, then they get paid even more. And I would like to see where that, where people that are actually loving, caring people, taking care of the children, doing their best to do great things for these children. I know some of them that are amazing people, that they come forward and say, this is what we are doing. This is what we're up against. And we need help. We need help, you know, so that the people who are not doing the best for the children and maybe even exploiting them, that they are no longer able to do that, and that they are shut down, and those NGOs or the agencies that are getting money are being shut down. So I want them dismantled.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, if you get the courts to have CASA do the supervision of the visitation, it works better. When social services is supervising the visitation, those social workers don't care about the kids. I'm sorry, they don't.
Well, I think there are some, but not enough. So
that's
if you
right.
have a heart for children, please don't shy away from it. We need people to stand up, and we need people to really do what's best for those children. So thank you for your heart for that, and I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. And so I've mentioned New California State a couple times today because we had something very significant happen on Monday of this week, and yesterday up in Sacramento, part of the Declaration of Independence indicates, and the reason it goes through a whole train of abuses, lists them all out against the King of England. And one of the paragraphs further on in the Declaration of Independence, it goes like this: in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And so New California State has been there, has declared independence from the state of California back in January 15th of 2018. Again, yesterday, declared independence and wanting to become a new state from a state. That is Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, using the West Virginia and then the Virginia model, where Virginia wanted to be part of the Confederate states, broke away, and the Western Virginians were looking for a way to become part of the Union. And the way that they were able to do that, Francis Pierpont came up with a way to have a reorganized legislature in Virginia, have the Western Virginians come to the reorganized legislature of Virginia and welcome them as a new state, and to bring that new state petition to the President of the United States. At that point in time, the Civil War, at that point in time, it was Abraham Lincoln. So the call is upon President Trump to be the Abraham Lincoln to recognize New California State as a state from a state and have a reorganized California, a restored California that will once again accept the original 1849 Constitution of the state of California. So that was read on the steps of the Capitol yesterday by Paul Preston and others. One of the items, I got involved with the group because of their fervent desire to straighten out the elections and call attention to where our elections, especially in the state of California. And now that we have national attention on where we are with 100% vote by mail ballots going out to everyone that are on the voter rolls. What was done is on Monday, there was a notice that was given to every single county on the same day, 58 counties, to the Board of Supervisors, the Registrar of Voters, and the Sheriff as a notice and request to be heard, the petition for the redress of grievances concerning our elections. to not certify the elections. Our county has gone ahead and certified that election. So, more to come. Thanks so much for everyone for listening and for calling in. We'll be back next Friday. Kenny Enney, Darcia Stebbins, Open Mic Friday. Have a blessed week.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.